Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Charles Whelan. He's the author of Naked Economics, also 10 and a half things that no commencement speaker ever said. He's a professor at Dartmouth College and been a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Charles, thanks again for being here. We're talking about rent seekers, folks, and the swamp. And you hear about people, about us needing to drain the swamp. Charles, in your life, have you ever seen a time when the swamp was not only muckier but more toxic and more disgusting, but also maybe even more blatant than it is right now? Have you ever seen a time like this?
I have, but that's because I'm from Illinois.
Okay, all right. Now, you're right. Now, I mean Washington D.C. and the national.
Yeah, but let's talk about Illinois for a minute. I mean, I say that in all seriousness because it reached the point there where the state it can't legally declare bankruptcy, but they can't honor their pension obligations,
right?
And they can't tax their way out of it, so they are really in trouble. And this didn't come as a surprise. I mean, for 20 years. They underfunded the pension program, mm-hmm. and we had three governors in my lifetime go to prison, not necessarily for the pension thing, but for related fecklessness on the legislative front. So, I mean, I think this actually should be a cautionary tale about what happens when you stop paying attention to governments.
Well, exactly right. But, I mean, you got things going on right now that are just unbelievable. And of course, let's stick but we could go off on some tangents, but let's stick to the rent-seeking thing. And folks, rent-seeking is a term that most of us don't use, but I want you to remind them about it, Charles.
Sure. Rent-seeking is when you use the powers of government to carve out some little fiefdom for yourself. And it's much better for that person than competition because it can't get bid away.
Right.
So we used the example before the break of the lemonade stand where I set it up. You know, normally if I'm overpricing my lemonade, someone's going to set up across the street and our prices are going to go down, my profits will go down. But if I can persuade City Hall to give me a permit so that I'm the only one there, well, then I can charge a much higher price, make more money, and nobody can compete against me.
So let's just use an example of the lobbyists first. So there are a number of lobbying groups that are that represent various industries that are picking at the current tax law that's coming out. And
yeah,
they don't like it, and they're trying to get their ox ungored because they've been like the real estate industry, the realtors and those folks, they're unhappy about how some of the mortgage interest is going, so they're going to try to put extra pressure to get their little rent put back in there, so to speak, and that's a form of rent seeking, isn't it?
Right. So home mortgage interest deduction is a good one. I've never met an economist who really likes it. Some would agree it ought to be capped. Many would agree it ought to be phased out entirely, because really what it is doing is using the tax code to write you a check to subsidize your mortgage.
But there's so many good things that come from this. I don't agree with that because I do think this is one example of where America is who it is, what it is today, because of home ownership. I believe that.
That's true, and I think
it wouldn't have happened as much had we not had that deduction.
Right, but there are two important things. One is it doesn't need to be as big as it is.
True.
So home ownership is really important. We don't need to be subsidizing millions of dollars.
Exactly, I agree with that.
There's no reason you can't cap it. Remember, this is on the mortgage.
But
you can't.
What you're talking about now is indexing then.
Yeah, you'd have to index it, but, you know, do it $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. I actually like that in the tax bill that's been floated. It's also true that you can't have too much home ownership. It's an anchor in most communities. People who own behave more responsibly than people who rent. But some folks aren't going to be in a place long enough that they should buy, and at some level of home ownership, it starts to drag down your labor market a little bit. If some place gets depressed, the best thing you should do is go someplace where the jobs are better, but usually when a place is depressed, housing prices fall, people get kind of stuck. So you can't have too much of a good thing. And there's a debate over whether we've done that with the home mortgage interest deduction. But capping it is probably where the compromise ought to be.
Right. Now, I don't disagree with that. But there's something else. And I mentioned this, I alluded to this in the previous segment, that we need to talk about. Folks, there are rent seekers inside the government. And for example, if you wonder why people can get rich while they're in Congress, one of the reasons is they have access to information that's no less than insider information that they can then trade on legally and doing the same thing that Martha Stewart went to jail for, Charles.
Yeah, this is, I don't know specific examples, but I am aghast whenever I read that there aren't more constraints on the trading behavior of members of Congress, because if you were at the Federal Reserve, you couldn't do anything like that. If you're in the executive branch, a senior level, you've got to put all your assets in a blind trust. So that does seem like kind of a no-brainer.
Here's a form of rent-seeking, as far as I'm concerned. It might be a stretch in the strict definition, but Congress didn't apply any of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, to them. But
right,
small business owners
got a full
blast of it. So that makes
me
mad.
I don't know if that's rent-seeking or just bad legislation.
That's what I call it.
In any event, it just means you're kind of out of touch with what you're making other people do.
You're leveraging your access to power for your benefit. Why is that different?
Well, usually it's when you carve out some stream of income. So, you know, it could be a difference without a distinction.
Right.
In any event, it's, you know, because they're not personally profiting. They're just getting better or different coverage.
Right.
Because by virtue of their position.
Well, on behalf of all the small business owners out there who hate Obamacare, that's the story we're sticking to.
Okay.
Charles, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's nakedeconomics.com.
Check it out, nakedeconomics.com. Charles Whitten and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.